Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and we're back. You're listening to Healing with Dr. Daniels, and let's see, we have questions. Rose in Virginia. Rose, how you doing? Rose, are you there?
Doctor and medical doctor. Okay, I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure, you know, and I'm trying to get a discovery session with you,
okay.
And I am not able.
What's the problem?
Is it the website? It's not accepting my payment.
Oh, then try a different payment. Accepts MasterCard and Visa.
Okay, I'm going to have to ask MasterCard and Visa. I'm going to have to ask my son. Okay, and he's the one that's giving me the hand
okay.
to solve the situation, because I need to speak with you. It is important. And it's a wise to take, you know, I had my foot was swollen, so I had to take LASIK.
Oh.
Bring it. What's your opinion?
I agree with your son. There's other ways to handle that. So let him know it's Visa or MasterCard, and then if he has trouble, he can call my assistant, and she can help him with other modes of payment. Let me see what I can
do. Is it by mail? Can I send it by mail?
No. It takes a month for a check to get down here, another month to clear. Not practical. That would delay your session by 2 months.
I know. Should I take it by mail? Send the money by mail?
No.
Okay.
So you can call 561-623-9755.
Okay, you're going too fast.
561-623.
Yes.
9755. Okay.
5755. That's Shelly's number.
Yes. 9755.
Okay, I hope that you all can help me, because my preference was first to go to you before going to this heart doctor.
Right.
That my son, thinks that it's wise to go there. But
okay.
I myself, I have preference to speak with you first. Thank
okay,
you so
all
much.
Right. You're welcome. Okay, thank you, Rose. All right, we have Trisha in Connecticut. Hi, Trisha. Trisha, are you there?
Hello?
Hi there. How are you?
Who's there?
This is Dr. Daniels.
Is it? Okay. My name is Teresa.
Teresa.
And, Yeah. 3 months ago, I was recently diagnosed with high blood pressure by my doctor.
Uh-huh.
And I am retired, 67, and basically lived most of my life without having to take prescription drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been put on this amlodipine.
Amlodipine. Yes.
A small dosage, 2.5 milligrams. And I am talking with my doctor about how I wean myself off of it. And I am being told that if I have high blood pressure, I may be having it for the rest of my life, which I'm not claiming. And wanted to know what I could do to minimize, or right now my pressure is stable, but I'm still on the medication.
Okay.
Right,
so you want to stop taking 2.5 milligrams of amlodipine a day is what you're saying.
Okay.
Okay. So 2.5 milligrams of amlodipine is what we call a spit in the ocean. Yes, a spit
what?
In the ocean. A spit in the ocean, a very small dose.
Okay.
So it sounds like your doctor does not really believe you have hypertension. He's trying to get you hooked on this for the rest of your life. Nevertheless, A lifestyle change would be the best way to go about it. You also need to purchase a blood pressure monitoring machine and check your blood pressure frequently yourself. And that can guide your efforts to making lifestyle changes. So, have you been to vitalitycapsules.com and have you got your free report?
Well, daily checking, I'm between like 116 over 68 and 123 over 70. That's basically where I am right now, just by monitoring on a daily basis.
You said one reading was 163, the other reading was 123?
No, 116 over 68.
116.
Between that and between that and 123 over 70.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you're already ready to cut back your dose for sure. But go to vitalitycapsules.com and get the free report, the Candida Cleaner, and that will give you a diet that will help you lower your blood pressure and get off these medicines. Sounds like you pretty much almost don't need them right now.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, we have Emery in New York. Hi, Emery. Emery, you there?
Hello?
Hi, is this Emery?
Yes, it is.
Okay, this is Dr. Daniel.
Okay.
There.
Oh, thank you. I had a question about pressure in the eye. If what you thought of laser surgery to reduce the pressure?
This is just my opinion. Obviously not the standard of care. It's a waste of time. So I know a lot of people have gotten laser surgery in their eye, and they come to me and say, how can they lower their pressure so the surgery doesn't generally work? Or even if it does lower their pressure, the doctor keeps them on their eye drops for their glaucoma. So,
what would you suggest?
The surgery doesn't make any sense.
Would Vicks lower the pressure in the eye?
That's not historically what I've used. So, going on a vegan diet, cutting out all the meat products, usually lowers the pressure pretty quickly.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
That's it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, I got Norm in Georgia. Hi, Norm.
Great. So, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay. A couple of questions. I've always been under the impression that a vegan diet with no meat is not really good. And then I've heard you mention about overdosing on protein. So is a vegan diet with no protein bad? And how much is too much protein? And what is the required intake of protein?
The answer to all those things is it depends. So a vegan diet is generally not healthy long-term. However, it can cure a lot of conditions. And so a vegan diet is an extremely useful tool to have for healing. It's like having a Band-Aid or having a cast on your leg. Are you going to leave that cast on your leg the rest of your life? Of course not. Does it help you heal? Yes, it does. So same as a splint or a brace. So a vegan diet is an excellent temporary measure to take to get rid of elevated ocular pressure and many other conditions.
Okay, so what would be your, say, recommendation for the correct amount of protein to consume?
There's no such thing because everyone's different. In other words, the correct amount of protein for you would depend on your present state of your body, if it needs more protein or if it doesn't. So if someone says, oh, I have glaucoma, then I know immediately they've got protein overload and they need a vegan diet. So it just depends. Some people need more protein, some people need less protein, and some people happen to be eating the right amount of protein for their body. So the idea that you can say everyone should have this amount of protein is just, it's absurd.
Okay, so what would be like the symptoms if you're getting too much protein?
The symptom of too much protein generally is congestive heart failure, arthritis. Those are immediate, those are obvious illnesses associated with too much protein. All right, we have Ian in South Carolina. Hi, Ian.
Hey, Dr. Daniels. I was calling because my son was told he has C. diff.
Yes.
He had a cough, a really bad cough for a long time, and it just wouldn't go away. And we got a stool sample. He's told he has C. diff. And we're doing a functional protocol with essential oils.
Is the cough his only symptom of C. diff?
Well, that's what I asked, and I don't know if it's associated. We were told that if he has C. diff, his immune system...
No, I had to ask the question. That's not the question. I have to answer the question. The question is there any other inconvenience besides the cough?
Yeah, well, he had inflamed intestines. And like
no. It's just a symptom. Like is he got tummy pain? You know, what is this aside from the cough? He's got how many loose stools a day?
Well, it would be thin stools. Like he would be his intestines would be inflamed, and then he'd have diarrhea.
Yeah, it's important to answer the question. Like how many? Like 1, 5, 10, 20.
I don't know. I mean, initially it was probably like...
No, I get it. I don't know is a reasonable answer. It's a reasonable answer. Okay, so the answer is this. It's okay to ignore C. diff. C. diff does not always need to be treated.
Okay.
So, if his only symptom is a cough and 2 loose stools a day, or even 3 loose stools a day, or I'll say less than 5 loose stools a day, he should ignore it.
Okay.
Yeah. So get back to him and say, hey, dude, this might not be as bad as we thought.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Kathleen in Texas.
Hi, Dr. Daniels.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Dr. Daniels. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I know that you know that many of us are already praying for you since you gave us that horrible information. Earlier, and I know that God will deliver you. So, you do you remember that song that was called "Don't Worry, Be Happy"?
Oh yes.
Wasn't that great? Okay, well I want you to sing that. I think it's a prayer, but anyway. Has this new designation, which I think is a crown on your head, has it impaired your ability to sell your vitality capsules and have your discovery sessions?
Not yet. It's just I can't spend the money.
Okay.
Yeah.
I understand. And I'm hoping that that this will all be resolved. Is there any way you would want all of us to pitch in and you just give us your electrical bill number and we could all pitch in to pay for it? And
let me get I can get an electrical. I can do that. Right now I'm sorting out, you know, kind of what to do. And so I don't really know how much it would cost. The last time I had this problem, it was like hundreds of thousands of dollars. Really a lot of money. So I'm trying to think of a way to work with this that will not be so pricey. For now, though, the most important thing for people to do is to just disseminate all the information about the Facebook Lives, the RBN stations, radio shows, and the replays that are on my website. Because once information becomes widely known and people become aware of it, when I say the information, I mean the information just even about natural healing or turpentine, then there is no gain, no incentive, no benefit to silencing me because everybody knows.
Well, I have a cord. I mean, and every I'm the last person that has a corded speakerphone, no internet, no TV. So, but I tell I have a big mouth, and so I spread your name and everything. But that $100,000, was that for attorney's fees?
No, it was several hundred thousand.
Was it for?
Yes. It was there's attorney's fees, and then there's shipping, because everything has to be, like, you know, overnight, and then it's really endless, and then it drags on for years and years and years. So right now, I'm working on a strategy to kind of help things go a little quicker.
Maybe there'll be some attorneys in the in your listeners who would like to help you gratis.
Yeah.
I called today, but anyway, you're in my prayers, and I don't want you to worry. Be happy and sing that song and the prayer. But I called today because I had something funny to tell you, but I don't feel very, very funny, but maybe...
Well, anything to cheer me up. I like to smile and laugh.
Okay, well, I'll tell you. You know how you've been talking about everybody's having difficulty finding the pig ears, the pig ears?
Oh, yes, feet. Yes.
Okay, well... There's a lady, if it's okay, I give her name,
yes.
In Fort Worth, and she solved the problem for, and I couldn't wait to tell you. Her name is Karen McFarland, and she's in Mansfield or Fort Worth area, and she taught my daughter and my oldest granddaughter how to make bone broth, and you know, where do you get the organic chicken feet and all that, and also how to make the sauerkraut, and she gives classes, you know, all over. And so she was at a conference. She belongs to that Sally Fallon thing, and also there's one in Fort Worth of all of the farmers, animal farmers, that are trying to go natural with the grass-fed and no grain and all of that. And so she said that one, you know, she gave her slideshow, and then several of those big-time ranchers, the meat growers, told the whole group, you may have a lot of trouble getting the pig ears and the pig feet and the knuckles, all things that are good for you, and the feet, because the pet companies are buying all up for pet
treats. Right.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that and anyway, that lady's name is... her thing is EssentialsForEnduringHealth.com, EssentialsForEnduringHealth.com. But anyway, so then we have to do is go to the pet store and get some pet treats, the pig ears.
Yep.
Can you believe that?
Absolutely. That's
people
the
treat their animals better than people. But anyway, God love you, and you're in our prayers, and don't worry, be happy.
All right, thank you.
I love you, Dr. Daniels. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, Kathleen. Thanks a bunch. Okay, so as Kathleen, for those of you on Facebook, what Kathleen shared is something I meant to mention but didn't, which is that all these animal parts that you are not able to find, like pig ears, pig's feet, even chicken feet, are now being sold at a very high price, a higher price, to the pet industry. As pet treats. So all I need to do is go to the pet store and buy those pet treats because they're made from the pig ears. And if you go on Amazon, actually, they sell dried pig ears for your pet, and you can buy them for yourself. Of course, you have to soak them and pressure cook them, but they're every bit as nutritious. Okay, what vitamin supplements do you recommend? I do take the Shilajit minerals you recommend. Okay, so my recommendation in supplements is in the document Candida Cleaner at my website, which you can download.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is Dr. Daniels, and welcome to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we are doing question answer game. So, let's take a look at the chat room. And so, Dr. Daniels, what is the best way to handle a high pulse? Blood pressure is normal to slightly high, but the pulse is high around 90. 90 is a normal pulse. If your pulse is below 100, it is normal. No intervention needed. And this is another thing that the medical industrial complex does, is it gets healthy people to pretend they have a disease or an illness and to treat an illness when actually they have none. Dr. Anne, did you say nanomeso? No, I said natomeso. That's N-A-T-T-O-meso. N-A-T-T-O-M-I-S-O. It is awesome. All right, let's see what else we got here. All right. My mother, age 61, I'm 61 as well, has a problem with food getting stuck in or near the valve before entering the stomach. This sometimes triggers unexpected gagging and throwing up. My mother had the same problem. Certain foods seem to make it a problem, but it's not exclusive to these foods. What do you think is going on? What's going on is she has an accumulation of toxins and parasites at the end of her esophagus at the junction with the stomach. And that needs to be cleared out. Probably the best way to clear it out, simplest way, would be 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar a day. That would act like a detergent, kind of melting that away, melting that away, melting that away. Once she gets 3 bowel movements a day, you can start her on turpentine. You can go to vitalitycapsules.com. And get document the Candida Cleaner, which gives you detailed do not take turpentine unless and until you've read the report. I would say at least twice. It's a pretty good read. It's actually entertaining as well. Okay. Okay. I'm taking zeolite to remove toxins from my body and also turns the body alkaline. Should I stop drinking the green juice and take zeolite to prepare for turpentine detox? No, I would just, honestly, I would take neither. The shilajit takes the place of the zeolite. It has the minerals in it, and so you've got that base covered that way. I would not take nattokinase for thinning the blood just because of the inconvenience and expense. And you can take too much. What is good to help build testosterone levels in men? Answer is a high cholesterol diet. So you've got to have a high cholesterol diet. Testosterone is made exclusively from cholesterol. You cannot have a high testosterone with a low cholesterol or even a normal cholesterol. So cholesterol under 200 will emasculate you. Emasculate you. You don't want that. Raise those cholesterols. I'm planning a trip in September to see if I want to live to Panama. In Panama. Any suggestions on where to go for a week of fun? Okay, so if you want to see if you want to live in Panama, there's two trips. One is to see if it's livable for you. That's a different trip from just to have fun. So if you just want to have fun, probably hang around Panama City. If you want to see where you want to live, you probably wouldn't want to live in Panama City. You probably want to live maybe in Panamani or someplace just outside of, or an hour outside of Panama City. So it really depends on what kind of lifestyle you have and what you want to do. I would recommend checking the expat forums. I'm a pretty quiet person, you know, so I like living in quiet places like the jungle. So that might not appeal to you. And so you might want something different. So the thing to do is to really list what exactly it is you want to do in terms of activities. And then there's a place in Panama, believe it or not, to do any and all of it. And so if you're a party animal, then definitely go to Bocas. All right, commercial time. No, please don't go.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Okay, so people have asked for more clarification about what is going on with my situation at the moment. So, as just to bring you up to date, I was a doctor in the United States, and for various reasons, not clear. Actually, it's just not clear. My license was suspended, and I was placed on two do not employ lists and on the terrorist list. And so I left the United States to start over. And so I've been in Panama now for 10 years, and things went pretty well. But for some reason, I've just been placed, or I found out that I'm actually on the known terrorist list. That means I'm not a suspected terrorist, I'm not a terrorist watch, I'm a known terrorist. And this has resulted in tremendous difficulties. So I live here in Panama, which means that I have to get money down here in order to pay things like my rent and electricity and whatever. And so what has happened then is I also decided to invest some money with one of my lovers, and he invests in housing for the poor. And so what has happened is Interpol, that was an international police association, has frozen all of his accounts, personal and business, and said that because he's associating with a known terrorist, that all of his money is frozen. And so I received that information from him. What I've received from my bank is that all of my accounts have been closed, and I'm no longer permitted to have an account at that bank. And so this means then that my ability to provide for myself is greatly impaired. And this is a devastating situation and made all the more distressing because it's not clear to me what I've done wrong. So I've not been accused of anything. I've not been convicted of anything. There's been no trial. There's been no due process. And this is absolutely devastating. I think it's important for people to understand that anyone who brings information to you that may not be available from your doctor, let's put it that way, is literally putting their life and well-being on the line. So I've also been informed indirectly that I may be picked up next week, whatever that means. And so it's just a very unsettling, distressing situation. And to realize that as a human being, you can be subjected to this kind of behavior without even any accusations. And, you know, my life is an open book. You can check out on Google, the internet, anything and everything I've ever done, it's right there. In other words, no arrests, no crimes, no convictions. Yet, you know, I'm being harassed, being threatened, and even being suggested that my life may be in danger. So what can you do? So when this type of treatment or behavior is generally instituted for, you know, the reason of silencing someone. So the best first thing is to really just spread all of my information far and wide to everyone you know, to all of your networks, and so that the information, whether it's about turpentine or whether it's about the next wonder drug gone bad, whatever information you've found valuable, to really share it. And once it becomes ubiquitous, everywhere, almost infectious, then the incentive to hassle or harass me will become much less. But I think it's really important for you to put yourself really in my shoes and realize not only the sacrifice that I'm making, but how would you feel if something like this happened to you? And this is something really that can happen to anyone. Not necessarily, some people, it's like someone mentioned Big Pharma, it can be anything. It might not even be Big Pharma. It might be just big government. But the fact that there's a mechanism in place to place people on a list without due process, without accusation, who have never committed a crime, and to restrict their ability to engage in harmless activity is shocking and appalling. So if you value the health information that I'm sharing, then get the information out to everyone you know, and realize that I may not be able to do this much longer. And, you know, that you may have to be the one to carry on the information. How can you help? Right now, I think the most important thing is to figure out how to get off the terrorist list or at least lodge an official complaint to being on the terrorist list. I don't even know how to do that. So that would be the next step. Okay, so that is my situation. So Cedric wants to know, how do you find out if you're on a terrorist list or find... The easiest way to find out is to try and catch a plane. Yeah. That's how I found out. I tried to catch a plane. And I was actually informed by mail that I was on the Do Not Employ list. So I'm on two Do Not Employ lists. The government actually keeps these lists where it's unlawful to employ people. And so I received a notification in the mail that I was on those lists. The terrorist list, you don't receive notification, or at least I didn't. I just was treated differently. You know, when I would go to the airport, they would page emergency female security to my location, and they would just say, female security, stat, gate, whatever. And these people would come running and converging with their SWAT gear and tell me to get out of the line and open my suitcase and rifle through everything and yell at me and criticize my bad packing and just menace and intimidate me. So each time I would fly, that's pretty much the process that I was put through. And so then I decided, whoa, I think I need to leave the United States. So I left the United States. So now I avoid traveling as much as I can, but it's not as bad when I stay out of the United States. And then when Obama took office, he passed the Rendition Act, which meant that people like me who are on the list could be abducted and imprisoned without charges or without their name being released. And so when that happened, I stopped going to the United States. I said, ooh, not good. So it's a situation where it's constant, it's continual. So for the time when I was married, I was able to be invisible because everything was in my husband's name. I had nothing in my name. And now that I have to put things in my name, since I'm single again, I'm visible. And that's really the problem. Okay, we have Pat. Pat from Texas. Thanks for holding, Pat.
Well, you just hang in there and join the rest of the crowd. I've lived this long. I'm 76. And when we used to go on the radio, they would cut you off if you said anything like God or United Nations. And one of my friends says, oh, they're going to get you for talking about all this. And I'm still here, but he died of something. Oh, yeah, prostate cancer.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. Funny. But I appreciate it. I won't say anything ugly today that can get you in trouble.
Thank you.
But welcome to the New World Order. Nothing can go wrong. Go wrong. Go wrong. Go wrong.
Okay.
Right. They'll get the plug pulled on them. They should worry about electromagnetic pulse attack. You can go a short wave. What can they do? And there was silence before in the whole... I was wondering about that scripture in the Bible about silence in all the world. If you pull the plug... electric plug, they'll be out of business. All those people. I think so.
Well, there's a thought.
I'm still for, preparing for the plug to be pulled on all of us. But what I was going to say, and I'll tell you that there's plenty of things out there, if you're right, I think the best thing to do is to write your congressman or call them. Because when they tried to make vitamins prescription, Representative Waxman in California, there were so many calls to Washington, the switchboard was set to shut down for hours.
Okay, so what we're going to do, Pat, then, is we're going to put that in our list of strategies. And so we can do that. However... yeah, so that's one thing that we can do. All right, we've got Sovereign Man, Freedom Land. Hi there, how you doing?
I'm blessed. How are you today?
Good.
Yeah. You're up on top of the mountain. I wish I was there with you.
Yep, we're in the tropical rainforest here, and we got heavy rainfall.
Well, we had heavy rainfall here. I'm, in the swamp right now.
Okay.
Yeah, it seems like it anyway. I'm looking for Noah's boat. I just recently got in touch with Randy Davis. He has a website called Year of Jubilee, and it's a site for political prisoners.
That'd be neat.
Yeah, well, you're not quite the prisoner yet.
Once they pick me up, then I would be, yes.
Yeah, and I'm rebuking that in Yeshua's name.
Okay.
Yeah, so anyway, he has on Saturday morning, you can go to the website. I'm going to try to contact him. He's very reachable. If you go to the
website. Give me that website again.
Year of Jubilee with one E. Type in Rudy Davis, political prisoners with that. Okay? I'll contact them. There is a prayer call on Saturday morning. I urge people who do participate in prayer and believe that prayer changes things, you would be
won't
welcome.
Hurt. Yeah.
Yeah, don't hurt. That's right.
Yeah, I appreciate your calling.
And I'll be praying a hedge of protection around about you.
Okay.
Blessings.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Cool. All right. Good. Okay. A lot of really supportive information here. Wonderful. Scott says, did you also give up your USMA citizenship? No, not yet. If you did they also extort more money out of you for the process? I don't know, but I may have to do that. I may have to do that, yes. That's one of my options is to give up my citizenship. So I think I have to get another citizenship first, so I might have to apply for refugee status. Yeah. All right. Terry Dorner. Yep, thank you, Terry. Please pray. Prayers are welcome. Sarah says, you're the greatest to us, not invisible. Okay, so Sarah, when I was invisible, I was still on the radio and everything, but I was economically invisible because my husband handled everything. Cedric says, go to Cuba or Africa. We're developing a list, definitely. Teresa says, they do not want us healthy. No, they do not. Okay. Stephanie, you had a show that you were cooking. What happened to that show? I switched to doing radio shows instead. Michael says, that's what you get for being nice. Thank you, Michael. Teresa says, okay. What do I think about iodine? I think if you don't need it, you shouldn't take it. So if you don't have an iodine deficiency, then do not take it. So Sarah says, it's been not since staying away from dairy, not getting enough protein or calcium for the bones, how else can we get a stronger bone? Okay, so you don't need flesh meat. So flesh meat like steak or boneless, skinless chicken breast actually promotes arthritis and osteoporosis, and so does dairy. So those things do not build bones. Dairy does not build bones. No, 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 no. So in the Women's Health Study in Framingham, Mass., where they followed, I think, 10,000 women for a couple of decades, they found the people who drank more milk had more bone fractures, tenfold more than women who did not drink milk. So dairy is not the way to strengthen your bones, and meat, the flesh, is not any way to strengthen your bones. But, again, eating ears, feet, or chicken feet, wings, or feet. So you pick your animal, eat the feet. That's a simple answer. How else can we get more nutrition from our other food? Again, you have to grow your own food. Once you grow your own food, you will see many parts of the plant that do not appear in the store, but are very edible. And if you eat those, you will get much, much more nutrition. Did Dr. Daniels discuss lupus? Yes, I have many radio shows on lupus. Basically, lupus is the new syphilis. The medical industrial complex did not cure syphilis. They just renamed it and they called it lupus. And they used the results of the Tuskegee experiment where they left a bunch of black men untreated, and now they have such great results. But they're not treating anybody's syphilis anymore. And they're just calling it lupus and autoimmune. So that's the lupus story. It's a short story. The longer story you can find on my website in the radio archives, and it talks about syphilis. Okay, so Cedric says, I want the quiet life near some water. There's water in the mountains, and there's water down by the coast, so you have to figure out if you like it hot and humid, or if you like it cold. I think it's cold. So, yeah, you just have to sort that out exactly what you want. All right, commercial. And then after commercial, we'll have more questions.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Give such delight.
Hi, Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. We have Dr. Kelly. Hi, Dr. Kelly.
Hey, it's so great to talk to you, and I'm really fascinated with and want to study up on turpentine.
Yes.
Can you give me any stateside wholesalers, possibly?
Have you read the report I have on the Candida Cleaner report?
I don't have, and I quit using computers, but I do have a fax machine, and I love to read, so...
Okay, so what you want to do is contact a friend that does have a computer, tell them to go to vitalitycapsules.com and download the Candida Cleaner Report. That will give you an exhaustive treatise on turpentine and its uses.
Awesome. I really appreciate your pointing that out and teaching that to us. And I'm just one of the weirdos. I'm an obligate carnivore. And
Let's step at a time. So get your friend to download and print out that report for you. And you can read the report. Okay, so you eat meat.
I've got that written down, and thank you much. Yeah, I'm kind of discovered that I'm an obligate carnivore, and I'm hopefully a rare bird because I don't know how many other folks deal with this, but I'm just interested in finding out more about that, their traditional nourishing diets, because it does really well for me. I'm an 11-time national championship snowboarder. I'm a Norwegian. I tried doing the vegetarian thing for a while after teaching anatomy, and it just didn't work. So thank you so much for bringing up the turpentine issue. It's really interesting. I've read a little bit in the Merck Index, and I'm totally fascinated by that and want to get it, test it, use it, and thank you again.
Okay, you're welcome. All right, goodbye. Okay, my mom used to cook pig's feet. I love them better than pig ears. Okay, so everyone has their preferences, and the pig ears have a lot more cartilage than the pig's feet, which have a lot more skin-type tissue. But even the pig's feet, there are a lot of traditional ways of cooking them. What I have found with the pig's feet is it's better if the butcher would please slice them for me, and then I cook them so that the bones fall apart. Yeah. Okay. All right, so Andy, sounds like you need a discovery session there. So go to the website here and check that out. B-B-B-S-S. I think I got that. Okay. And Teresa says, I'm trying to break a sugar addiction. I like Coca-Cola and sweet tea. All right, so go to vitalitycapsules.com. Download your free Candida Cleaner Report on turpentine, and it will break your sweets addiction. How much pig's feet to consume to make a difference? About one or two pig's feet. Your problem? Okay, so Karen found as her bones are breaking and her joints are falling apart. You probably need to eat at least two pig's feet a day there, Carolyn. And you got to drink a lot of water with them because they're very high in protein. Uh-oh, I can see we're about to go off the air here. We're almost done. Oh, all done. I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. Okay, that's it. Goodbye. See you next week. And think happen. Then once again, you said you would come and dance with me. Dance with me across the sea. We can feel the motion. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%, no joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.